I am with each of you. And as each one of you walks your road to Emmaus, know this, that as a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that I walk beside you. And every one of you and all of your paths and each day, because I am God, because I am your Lord and your Master, and also your glorified Christ. I walk down every pathway with each of you. And as a friend, I commune with you on this level that you receive from me personally. And as you come together and rehearse these things, know that I bring the fullness of everything that I am for every one of you, having a part and sharing a part of everything that I've given you. Become one. All parts coming together become one in me, says the Lord. For in the days ahead, more and more of this will increase. But know this, that it is limitless. Do not make the mistake that many have made before you. For I warn you in advance, and so taking heed, you'll get past. For I desire to do these things among all. For many in times past have seen me come to a few and felt selected as if they were an inner circle. Know this, that what I do among one or two, I desire to do among all, saith the Spirit of grace. So as I lead you down these paths, invite everyone inside your circle. Bring everyone that will thirst and hunger. Hide nothing from anyone who desires. For there's no secret place that I do not desire to come out of and give to all, saith the Spirit of God. Monsekerese. Groskedete diasana. For there is no select group in me. For all who desire me will find the secret chamber of my resting, saith the Spirit of grace. Porandekiti. Umbrakiesene. For I've given this to a few to store it and to run ahead. But it wasn't so you could run ahead and lose those that were trailing behind. For at times I'll cause you to turn around and invite others to come up to the place where you're at. And when they are coming, help them along their way. Encourage them and disciple them, for I have given you this grace to bring others up to this place as well. And in the days ahead, as I have said, there will be an increase of intercessors, and there'll be an increase of those who will steward my word and my gifts and my anointings and the giving. And you are the ones that I have chosen that'll bring up these other ones, but you'll hide nothing from them. For what I teach you in the secret chamber, you'll bring forth and give away freely, freely, says the Spirit of grace. For in not too many days, what is done among the few of you will increase among many dozens, and the dozens will turn overnight to hundreds, and then the hundreds will multiply into thousands. Oh, but know this, you'll never You'll never be lost in the maze of the multitude or ever feel like you're only a number. For I have in this, oh, pa Christo, hey, Jesus, know this, that also what is part of this outpouring and part of always the Father's heart in revival is that none lose their individual identity, but they feel as special among the thousands as they would have in what they called the core group or the two or the three, saith the Spirit of grace. You'll feel just as individual and just as prioritized or brought up among that place of living inside the selection of my grace. You'll feel that atmosphere in the thousands as much as you do here tonight, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pona Christene. Bisekala. This is what I'll build on. My word and my spirit. And as you disciple one and two and three, and they'll multiply themselves many, many times over, you'll find this joy. You'll find a family atmosphere when there's too many for you to count, when there's too many of you to count. And you'll not just meet in one place, but many buildings will house this revival. For one church will return to the planet, and it'll be housed in many different cities, in many different states, in many counties, many countries. But you'll have your part in this part of the world. My God, that's good stuff. Thank you, Jesus.